do not sit at the gym? Or how does it work anyway? You have to gradually induce a process of adaptation or rejuvenation by starting in the beginning and moving slowly so that your body has time to adapt. For the rest of us, gym is penance for each and every time we didn't behave like a teenager, and for every piece of candy or candy-like thing we ever put in our face. You can easily see how every calorie added up to cause trouble, but it is not always obvious that sitting around makes us sick. Think of aging as a deformity that arises from inactivity. And please, understand that restoring yourself requires more than the usual activity. Sitting at the gym or laying down is actually the opposite of what a gym is for. The gym is a sacred hour or two that can slowly restore you, that can make you young again if you do it right. That's a pretty big deal. And to do it right, you must do more than usual, but not so much more that you will be forced to stop during that hour. Sitting is almost always less than what you can do, therefore almost always wrong. Walking is wonderful and profoundly healing, but you need open air and an aim that includes proper hiking and camping and, you know, maybe swimming. And it will be walking that will restore you enough to flex and turn with weight. You know, flexing and turning is aerobics, but bodybuilding and rejuvenation is just one extra step. Do it longer and ever so slightly heavier as your body adapts. In practice, this means slowly increasing the challenge to your body, both in time and weight. Slowly mixing in slightly heavier dumbbells and waiting for your body to adapt. But your exercise must always be more, though not so much more, that you are forced to stop during your sacred hour because you have overwhelmed your body. That's not exercise, that's just more sitting. What you see at the gym today does not work because people lift too much, and too much means not lifting for long enough and not being able to lift more since they're already maxed out. The result is one adaptation, from being a couch potato to exercising wrong and then being cut off from lifting more or for longer. It is not just ego lifting, it's also fake education and bullies and the fear of sticking out and shame, or being shamed, or being laughed at. Twisting and turning with dumbbells requires music, and you have to hit every beat. One beat up, next beat down, so that you enter a trance and finish your exercise. Truth is that you can only do standing dumbbell exercises. You have to cycle between exercises so that different muscle groups can rest. That's the only way that you can challenge your body and adapt. There is a word for this, and it's called dancing. The road before you is clear. Your body restores and adapts a little bit at a time, so you have to challenge it a little bit at a time. You have to give it time to adapt. The only question that remains is shame. Will you let bullies and fear triumph? Because the real shame is coming to the gym, being at the gym, and getting scared, and the gym not working out for you. Dressing in dark clothes so that you are invisible, or exposing your white legs in hopes of permanently blinding other members. That's the real shame. Coming to the gym and still failing, and still aging, and getting twisted out of shape. Don't let fear take your health away. Dress beautifully. Dance courageously. Be kind to your body, slowly challenging it to adapt. But you're gonna have to dance with dumbbells. The gym represents an opportunity to stay young for life. Sitting or lifting heavy will keep you on a plateau at the first level. You need to move. Then walk and dance and lift and smile and laugh and growl and roar. This is your life. Let no one stop you from living healthy.